Blog Talk Radio.
Top down when you do it to yourself. All right, let's go. So here's the thing. And for me, it's just one of those situations. What's popping? Okay. Y'all ready? I'm trying to figure out what the T is. Where is it at? Okay. I'm just trying to see what's given, what is given. Oh, here we go. Let's get into it. Y'all ready? Let's go. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Y'all hoes better be able to hear me. It's time for a legendary show. Yes, get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. I want to make sure you guys can hear me, okay? Let me turn it up. Let me turn it up. I just want to make sure. Can everybody hear me okay? Can you guys hear me? Let me make sure. Let me make sure because, child, listen, the stunts and the shows, the way that they be set up sometimes when I ain't been live in a minute. If you can hear me, give me a get in here if you can hear me, okay? Yes, 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 yes. Hold on. I hope y'all got your drinks together and things of that. Sure, because, child, listen, the stunts and the shows, the way that they be set up sometimes when I ain't been live in a minute. Okay, boom. Y'all can hear me. All right, cool. So, boom. How is everybody doing? It has been maybe like a week. I feel like, I don't know, like since we've really been live like this and really getting into some things. All right. So I'm really, really excited to be here. We back off the birthday hiatus. You feel me? I'm back from the detox and the cleanse from the internet. So now I'm here to get into some things. Okay. I'm here to get into some things. We're going to have a legendary week. I got on my devil hat, got on my boy Chess sweater, and I'm ready to talk, okay? And I got me some leftover 1942 and some lemonade and some squirt in here. All right, so we're going to get into some things. The call-in line will be open. The number is 563-999-3658. And Chow, let's get it popping. We got new music dropping Friday. We got new looks, people. It's just a lot going on social media. So I just wanted to jump back in with some things that I cared about. You know what I mean? So I just want to, again, say shout out to everybody who has wished me a happy birthday. Everybody who has supported the channel. And now let's get into the chat. All right. So what we started with first. Let me see what we started with first. Oh, this is what I want to start with first. Chow, look at that. Baby, y'all see K. Michelle? Miss Mamas is eating the party. I don't know what K. Michelle did to her face, what kind of surgery, what doctor she went to, but K. Michelle is eating the party, okay? I want that face for me. I want the K. Michelle face for me. Okay? Miss K. Michelle is eating that party. She looks amazing. She looks flawless. So I don't know what doctor she's been, what doctor she's been seeing, but I mean, it's working. I don't know if this is a filter. I don't know what this is, but K. Michelle is eating the party. This don't even look like her. Okay. K. Michelle is everything. K. Michelle is everything right now. So I thought that I start with that because Miss Mamas looks good. And I just recently unfollowed K. Michelle because I was like, I didn't really want to follow her. I do like a mass unfollowing from time to time when I get frustrated and consuming certain content. So I just started unfollowing it. And she was one of the people that I unfollowed. But with this look, Miss Mamas, I'm going to have to come follow you back because she's pinched and cinched and eating, okay? I don't know what kind of wizard and sorcery she done did, but it's working, and I'm here for it. Give me the name to your doctor, K. Michelle, okay? I'm all for it. Give me the name of your doctor. I want to get pinched and scissored and nosed just like that. I'm kidding, but you know what I'm saying. She looks good. I love when women look like that. I love when women look sickening like this. She looks beautiful, absolutely breathtaking. K. Michelle look good. They don't even look like her. Okay. Another thing I want to get into, and I told you guys, see, a lot of you guys don't believe me here. A lot of you guys don't believe that I have intuition. A lot of you guys don't believe I can read mine. Well, I really can't read minds, but I'm a big reader of energy. That's why I play with my tarot cards and I do psychic readings. And I haven't really done them in a while, but I'm telling you, I have a natural gift of intuition and being able to predict things. Now, I could not find the clip, but I have been being tagged in this all week, and maybe somebody can find the clip for me and record it and send it to me so I can post it as a receipt, okay? But what I want to show you right here is, did I or did I not tell you that Kanye West is going to be spotted with some kind of eclectic model-esque, artsy, skinny kind of your European chick after Kim? Y'all remember when I told you that? Well, send in the replacement. Kanye West is apparently already moving on from Kim Kardashian as rumors of dating model Irina Saik, if that's how you say her name, I don't know, are confirmed. Here are the photos. She definitely fits that statement that I was talking about. You guys remember when I told you guys that? I don't know if they're really, really dating. But I could definitely see Kanye West getting him more fashionable forward girl, someone that he can make his lifestyle fashion Barbie doll. And I think that she'll get it, and I think she'll be more supportive. The thing is this, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are never going to work. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't want Kim Kardashian and Kanye West to split up. It hurts my heart to think that they're not going to be together anymore. I would love Kim Kardashian and Kanye West to work it out. Honestly, I like them together as a couple, people. I honestly, honestly do. But the thing is this, Kim Kardashian is very much so just that. She's Kim Kardashian. So she's not going to get rid of her lifestyle for a Kanye West, and neither is he. So you know what I mean? It's just they're two big, strong-minded, powerful, rich people. And so at the end of the day, she's not going to leave L.A. because, I mean, she's not going to leave the fame and the fortune. And that's her legacy. She's not going to go to Wyoming. Kim Kardashian is still very much so the girl of the industry. She's still very much so Hollywood. And Kanye West, you know, I think he's Hollywood in a different way. He's more of an artsy-fartsy type of guy. And then he's the type of person that, you know, he can live out in the boonies and then pop in and it's still going to cause mayhem. I feel like Kim Kardashian is the type of girl that has to stay in Hollywood just to maintain the presence. She can't go and drift off of the scene and still be Kim Kardashian. Like, part of her brand is still being in the know in the L.A. streets. You know, Kanye West can go into hibernation and then he'll come back and it'll be a big deal. Kim Kardashian doesn't have that same type of draw. So them together is just not going to work. But she recently wished him happy birthday, and I love to see that. To me, that made me feel like there was hope. You know, Khloe Kardashian, I wished him a happy birthday, too. It was a little bit of an awkward photo. Everybody was like, well, why would you post this weird photo? You could have used a different photo, blah, 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 blah. I didn't see anything wrong with it. I mean, He's been in the family for the last 8 years. They're married. They were married. They just got divorced. Like, I don't understand what the big deal is. What the big deal is. You know what I mean? So for me, it's not that big of a deal. I don't know. I mean, I hope that they can work it out. But nonetheless, he's been spotted with this new chick. And I don't know what she giving JL, but that's her right there. Okay? That's the new chick that he has been slightly spotted with. Mm-hmm. Whew. Oh, my God. This was so stupid. Boosie says, advises ASAP Rocky to knock up Rihanna. I would have been skeeted in her. Can we cancel Boosie already? Mm. Hold on, y'all. Well, not raw doggery. Damn. These niggas is crazy. How you part? You definitely would have been raw dogging Rihanna. Oh, my God. These men are crazy. That's how they talk. You definitely would have skeeted and raw dog Rihanna like that. Oh, my gosh. I mean, no shade. Me, too. I mean, Rihanna is just a babby. You know, I probably would have. You know, I had a fantasy about Rihanna, too. Rihanna is just. She's fine. Like, you know what I mean? Who doesn't want to bang Rihanna? Like, let's just be, who doesn't want to bang Rihanna? Are we going to be real here? Who does not want to bang Rihanna? I would bang Rihanna. For real. I would definitely bang Rihanna. Seriously. The only thing is, I don't know if I would eat her cootie cat. You know, I'm not at that level where I'm eating cooter cat. I don't know. It just gives me a lot. Like, would I eat Rihanna's cooter cat? I don't know, child. I'm trying to think, well, what woman's cooter cat would I be interested in just devouring? And at this moment, I cannot think of not one. That's a bit heavy for my spirit right now, but I stick it in her. I don't know if I'm sticking my tongue in her, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not eating her cooter cat like that. But I definitely will stick it in her. No shade. Excuse me. You know what I mean? Seriously. But, yeah, shout out to Rihanna. Now, ASAP Rocky, Now, Chow, I eat all. I eat and skeet ASAP Rocky. No shade. I'm eating it all. The front, the back, the side. All of that. Anything. No leftovers. It's gone. Okay? I would have a threesome with ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. Let's do it. I think that would be the best threesome I've ever had in my life. I would literally have a threesome with ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. That would be everything. Oh, my God. Could you imagine that? Because ASAP Rocky is fine, too. And he gives me, like, this slightly metrosexual but slightly hood. You know what I mean? Slightly bodied. You know what I mean? I mean, Rihanna is just Rihanna. Like, that would be everything for me. Who, I'm hot. Yes. I definitely could do that. That is an option for me. That's definitely an option for me. Oh, okay. So I really didn't understand this whole story. But do y'all remember, did y'all hear this about Ray J, how Ray J is like in the middle of all of like hip hop drama? Okay, so basically, the internet is suddenly blaming Ray J for starting the legendary Tupac and Biggie beef as a teenager. Here's a blast from the past with a little update razzle-dazzle that I bet you didn't see coming. The new conspiracy theory points to a 15-year-old Ray J as the source of a well-known beef. Recently, social media has recognized Ray J as an often forgotten player in many of the culture's moments. Vince Staples even once boldly claimed, "Everything we love is directly related to Ray J." Folks started to link Brandy's brother to some major moments in history, with Whitney Houston's death and Tupac and Biggie's beef being one among them. Okay, so let's catch the tea. "25 years ago, Tupac drops Hit 'Em Up. Faith says nothing happened. Snoop's cousins is running around death row. He's only 15. He said he saw Faith sitting on Tupac's lap in the studio." Wait a minute. Ain't that Brandy's brother? So you're telling me if Ray J didn't exist, Tupac, Biggie would still be alive and the Kardashian clan would be no more? Looks like it's my mission to convince someone's mom to swallow. So Ray J been mad his whole life. Ray J started the Biggie versus Tupac beef, made Kim K famous, and hooked up with freaking Whitney Houston. Are you really surprised Ray J was in the studio when Pac had Faith sitting on his lap? It's effing Ray J. He probably at the Last Supper. Ray J when he told on Tupac to Biggie Smalls about being in an affair with Faith. Also, you know why that resonated with me? And I don't remember the exact details. I literally got to go back and watch that interview. And she's my girlfriend. She didn't say any names because I know she watches the show, and I don't want to, like, I'm just assuming she didn't say. But if you go back and watch my interview with Jamie Foxworth from, oh, my God, Steve Urkel show Family Matters, she was talking about a singer, an R&B singer in L.A. that she slept with, that slept with everybody. Or maybe, I don't know, it was something like she had a dealing with him or he had a dealing, and he was, it was like real messy and at the time, and he was sleeping with a lot of people, but he was really popular and he was related to another. I think that was Ray J. Like, I think even he had, Ray J's brother even had a hand in, like, the whole Family Matters situation. Like, Steve Urkel stuff. Like, girl, I got to go back and listen to that interview. But, yeah, so if you, to Rudy, the girl who that went upstairs and never came back, I interviewed her and we talked about it. And she alluded to some dealings with slightly Ray J. Now, she didn't say Ray J. But I just assumed it just made, it just sounded like Ray J. So y'all got to go back and watch that interview. It's on Spotify, it's on Apple, and it's on here too. Yeah, Judy. I think it was Judy. Yeah, Judy. Yeah, Chow. But yeah, somehow Ray J was in the middle of that too. So I'm like, Chow, Ray J been messy forever. Okay. Let's get into, oh God, let's get into this. Why, Sydney? Why? Oh, why do they do that? This is my problem with the transgender community. You got T.S. Madison on one end, Laverne Cox, Janet Mock, and then you got Flame Monroe, and then you got Sydney Starr. I'm just like, what is it? Are you exploiting the penis or are you conserving the penis? Are you a woman or are you a man? Are you a he, she, we, thee, they, or you are a female, she, woman, her? Like, come on. And we got to stop selling penis for television time. You know what I mean? It just gets to a point where I'm just like, girl, what is happening here? And then the transgender community gets mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at your trans sisters. Don't get mad at me for saying tranny when she's online saying she's a woman with a penis. And she trick banged the man. And this, that, the third. And then you got Flame Monroe saying him, hey, he, hoo, ha, hoo, ooh, shoo, coo, he, ma, ha. I don't know what to call you, so I'm just saying tranny. Hell, you've called yourself worse. And but you're mad at me. Don't confuse me and tell me to say all these different things. And then you guys sit up here and be friendly and cuckoo with each other when y'all are hanging out, confusing the shit out of everybody else in the world. So the next time y'all get together and have a Hollywood transgender powwow, get on one accord. Because I don't want to see T.S. Madison and Laverne Cox hanging out with Sydney Starr and Flame Monroe and all having different conversations and then mad at me when I say tranny. Because shit, y'all all sitting together, so come up with one term. Damn it. Tired of this. Hang on. You know what I mean? Golly. It's a lot going on. Are we exploiting the trans or are we not? Because, like, I mean, if we're going to make a kiki, let's key. Let's key. Okay. But anyway. Shit. Well. Let's keep it moving. Talking about Kiki, I don't know if we need this, but we'll take it. I don't know if I need Madea. I'm here, I guess. I mean, we all need to laugh. Ain't nothing wrong with a little comedy. Do y'all like comedy? I love comedy. Actually, I was watching Kings of Comedy the other day. You know who one of my favorite comedians are? I love Cat Williams. I love D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley is funny as hell. You know what I mean? So I've been watching a lot of comedy lately. I like it. So I'm here for it. I definitely still think Tyler Perry is gay. I don't know if he'll ever come out, but I'll be here for Madea, typically, on my manicure is still kind of popping. It's still kind of popping a little bit, if you can really kind of get into it, okay? It's still kind of giving what needs to be gave. It's a little dingy, but it's still popping. And so, yeah, one day perhaps I'll do a comedy show and you guys can come see me. Maybe one day. It'll be fun. But yeah, we'll see what's going on with that. We're going to watch that a little bit. All right. Also, speaking of comedy, let's get into Kaya. Well, Kaya said what she said. I don't get into any Akbar news. You'll notice I don't do the Akbar coverage. I feel like Akbar is a clout chaser, trash, bad built, loser, sympathetic, synthetic, fake, phony, and just unnecessarily clout chasing, honestly. So I got to say about her. But what I will say is Kaya has a new face, new booty, new body. Okay. Okay. Okay, so let's start here. Kaya looks really, really nice. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a big Kaya fan. You know, I don't like Kaya, but I got to give credit where credit is due. A lot of people were reading Kaya. I think Kaya looks sickening. It's no tea. I'm not a hater. Kaya looks sickening. She looks the best that I've ever seen her look. Now, the only thing that is with me and my girlfriends, and I have to be honest with you, it's upsetting me and my girlfriends. It's the teeth for me. You know, now I've become some sort of teeth connoisseur, and it's the teeth here for me. It's the teeth for me, Kaya. If she got her a B1, okay, let's be very clear, because the girls out here are getting resin and B2, and some of these girls are only out here getting the top. I mean, like the top six. They're not doing the 12 at the top and the top, you know. But if she went and did the 12 at the top and the 12 at the bottom in the porcelain B1, she can eat the party. But it's still the gap in the alligator gold and the penny silver, and like it's just a lot of metal and punch lines in the mouth area for me. It's not a consistent story. And so the problem that I'm having that's upsetting me and my homegirls is kind of when I look at her paired with the doodle dreads, it's something throwing it off. Like the body is there, but the dreads with the graffiti mouth kind of throws me. And so once she opens her mouth, I'm at a loss for words, and not in a good way. So Kaya, it's the mouth for me. The next step is to go ahead and peel off the penny silver, the yellow gold, or whatever, the plaque buildup, whatever that is. Go ahead and get you a B1, okay, a porcelain veneer. Don't do that resin or the what is the other thing called? What do they call those things? Not the composite. Don't get you the composite. Like, Don't do the composite. Go ahead and get you the V1, okay? And let them go ahead and get you together, Miss Mama, because it's the teeth for me here. It's really the teeth for me. The teeth are sending me, actually. They're sending me, Kaya. It's the teeth for me. Everything could be right, but the teeth is sending me. See, she looks good here where you can't get into the teeth. Okay. But I like Kaya. She looks sickening here. She looks amazing. A lot of people were reading her, and I don't think that she looked that bad. I don't like her, but girl, I'm not going to be no hater. She don't look bad. She looks good. It's no tea. The hair is laid. She looks good. I'm not even going to hate on her. She look good. All right, let's get into Azealia Banks throwing shade at Nicki Minaj. Azealia Banks says Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion are far more problematic than she is. Says that Nicki Minaj is a fentanyl supporter with a Percocet addiction, and Meg is faking a shooting. Period, boo. Now, somebody said, kind of weird, this is what a fan said, okay? So Azealia Banks felt some type of way because a fan tweeted about Azealia Banks, right? So the fan tweeted and said, is this too loud? Is this, like, distorting? Let me know. Let me know if it's distorting too much. A fan tweeted and said, kind of weird that Azealia Banks could have been a contemporary of Nicki Minaj or Megan Thee Stallion, but instead decided to be totally unhinged. Azealia Banks felt some type of way and said, would much rather be unhinged. Would much rather be SSRI free and unhinged. I don't know what the SSRI free is. She says, then fat intolerable with the Percocet addiction. Barbs keep forgetting that Nicki is blacklisted for mocking the Vatican on live broadcast TV. Oh, that was the Grammys performance. Ken Elridge canceled her a long time ago. Azealia Banks has a effed up sense of humor, but no history of opioid abuse and a history of caping for snitches and pedophiles. Azealia Banks is exponentially more redeemable than Nicki Minaj. I would never be Megan Thee Stallion because I would never lie about getting shot in the foot to gain public sympathy and capitalize on the protect black woman narrative conveniently when Breonna Taylor's untimely demise is national news just to release a horrible album. Man got some joints that I like. But she has zero diversity. I am a human and an artist. I am not a commodity.
Ooh.
The Barbers really don't understand the type of blacklisting that comes from making fun of the Vatican, the Pope, honey. That's a different kind of canceled. Your fave got demoted from international pop phenomenon to ghetto rap bitch instantly. She's relying on Dojar and Meg's TikTok success and the kindness of her heart to allow her to piggyback off of their relevancy, then turns around and disses them and says some shady-ish in a live about TikTok, when if it wasn't for Doja or Meg, absolutely no one would give a flying F about Nicki Minaj and that boring-ass Percocet music in 2021. Barbs, please humble yourselves. I have a lot to say, but I never supported pedophilia. Never glorified America's opioid crisis, and am smart enough to know not to F with the Vatican. I didn't perform at SNL without with bullet holes through broken glass on a LED screen, invoking very graphic imagery of black women's demise to capitalize on it when my drunk night out with Kylie Jenner's house gone wrong is not even comparable to the tragedy of black women literally being shot by police while she was asleep in her bed. Azealia Banks is the least problematic, the most talented, and has the most integrity, and all you can kiss my ass with the BS. And that's just that, huh? Well, okay. You watch out. She kind of was speaking facts. It's no tea. Ooh. She kind of cleared it. Ooh. I was set up to read her, but I hadn't read all those notes. Ooh. Well, I'm just going to take a moment of silence for the girls. Wow. 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 Well, she said what she said. That was a read, honey. Well, did she lie? And the thing is, Azealia Banks, really, honestly, she didn't lie. She didn't lie. I can't even hate. She didn't lie. She's saying what she's saying, girl. But at the end of the day, I think that Azealia Banks has literally burned all her bridges. You know what I mean? I feel like you can get to a certain point. But girl, you don't have to burn your bridges. Like a lot of these girls out here are. Now, certain people, you know what? You burn a bridge. I burn bridges with certain people and I don't care. Like I'm done. Like there's certain people in this business and I'm in that I don't fool with no more. Sayonara, ho. Because I ain't ever want to be cool with you anyway. But other people, it's like, all right, girl, there's a lot of people on this that do YouTube and this, in this that I don't like. I cannot stand them. I really don't like a lot of these people that do YouTube. I don't like majority of them, to be honest with you. I only like probably 3-5. A lot of these girls, I don't like them. But I'm not going to go and do that no more. I'm not going to go online and let you know. I'm like, girl, we cool. I like everybody. I'm friends. I'm associates with everybody. Some of these folks, I can't stand them. I wouldn't spit on them if they was on fire. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I just know that it does not benefit me to go against them. But I've seen how fake and phony these could be. But, you know, at some point, you just got to let it be. You know what I mean? And I think that Azealia Banks, girl, focus on the music, girl, and stop being so messy. But, yeah. Anyway, so that was the Azealia Banks piece. Now, let's get to... Friday. The girls are coming out to play. Confirm new music. Type ish. Migos Culture 3 is coming out. Cardi B has a feature with the Migos. Need to Know, Doja Cat, Tryouts, Dream Doll. I don't know how Dream Doll slipped cracked, but she's going to be on here. The girls want to talk about her. Thought ish. Megan Thee Stallion back from hiatus. For the Love of New York, Polo G featuring Nicki Minaj. Let's talk about it. One thing I will say about Nicki Minaj is maybe she cannot find a hit on her own. But that thing about Nicki Minaj understands this one thing. She knows who's up next, knows who's hot, and Nicki Minaj knows who to get the features with. So I think this Polo G record is going to be cute for Nicki Minaj and Polo G. Megan Thee Stallion is literally the hot girl of the summer. It's the Megan Thee Stallion summer. Megan Thee Stallion is running it for the Rappity Rap girls. I actually really like Megan Thee Stallion. I'm going to be honest with you, especially after watching Legendary. I'm like a big fan of Megan Thee Stallion. But here's the thing with Megan Thee Stallion. I don't ever want to know Megan Thee Stallion personally. You know what I mean? Like, I'd like to know Megan Thee Stallion, the hot girl coach, from through the TV screen. I don't want to know Megan Thee Stallion that's lost her mom and her dad with the drinking problem and the petty girl, and if she's lying about getting shot. I don't want to know that Megan Thee Stallion. I want to know the real hot girl at Megan Thee Stallion. I like that girl because I like her celebrity persona. I think Megan Thee Stallion is one of the baddest bees on the planet. Like, no shade. I like Megan Thee Stallion. It's no tea. Like, I'm a Megan Thee Stallion fan. I think I'm a hottie. Like, no tea. I'm a hottie. Like, no shade. Like, and I know I've read Megan Thee Stallion before, but I like her work ethic. I like her sexy. Could she be a little bit more diverse? Yes, but her work ethic is literally unmatched, and I like Megan Thee Stallion. Like, it's no tea. And a party is not a party without Megan Thee Stallion. No shade. Like, I don't care. I'm not having a – it's not a party if I don't hear Megan Thee Stallion. And you know what that reminds me of? That reminded me of Nicki Minaj. Now, no tea. Now, there was a point in time where Nicki Minaj was that girl where it was like, girl, a party's not a party if you don't hear Nicki Minaj. I can do a whole party without Nicki Minaj. I can. I don't want to do a party without Megan Thee Stallion. I don't want to do a party without Megan Thee Stallion. Dream Doll, we'll see what Travis is about. Dream Doll did cute on the Tooth That remix. I think you guys are really trying to force Dream Doll. Okay. I guess we'll have to, I guess the people are going to force Dream Doll. So we'll do Dream Doll. I'm just not sold. I'm just like, girl, just not here for it. But I'm not going to be no hater. I guess we'll have to deal with Dream Doll, but I'm just like, girl, whatever. Like, I mean, it's cute, but I don't know. She just don't give me what needs to be gay for me. I don't know. She light skin, that's it. Doja Cat, you're not going to need to know. I feel like that. I don't know if that's even, what I think about Doja Cat is really, really interesting. That Doja Cat always seems to drop a record when Megan Thee Stallion drops a record. And I told you before, you know, Doja Cat, she doesn't really like Megan Thee Stallion. And I've heard that through a really close source. Now, people are lying, people pretend, but Doja Cat does not like Megan Thee Stallion. But a lot of phony people link up for business and money. And you know what? I understand it. I might link up with some people I don't like for some coin, but there's some dirty hoes that I would never link up with. Doesn't matter if you throw $1 million in my face. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I'm not excited about this. And it's not that I don't like Cardi B, but, you know, I don't need a Cardi B Migo. I mean, I feel like I've seen that. Like, I get it. I get why they're on it, but I don't need a Cardi B Migo. I don't need a Cardi B Offset. I don't need a Cardi B 21 Savage. I don't need a Cardi B Bad Bunny. I don't need a Cardi B DJ Khaled anymore. I need a Cardi B everybody else other than that. Anybody else. Anybody else. Like, I don't need a Cardi B Migo. Now, I'm going to be here for it. I'm going to listen. But I don't need a Cardi B, though. I don't really care. I'm just being honest. Y'all always say that I'm biased. I'm telling you the truth. I love Cardi B. She's my girl. She's still the queen of rap right now. But I don't need a quick, I'm not like, oh, Cardi B Migos. I've heard that. We've done that. I'm over the Cardi B QC features. I want to see Cardi B Travis Scott, Cardi B Drake, Cardi B Future, Cardi B Lil Baby, Cardi B anybody, Cardi B Polo G, Cardi B DaBaby, Cardi B anybody other than Offset and Friends, anybody other than Bad Bunny, Cardi B anybody else. Anybody, just not 21 Savage, DJ Khaled, or anybody from the Migos. I'm done. So that's just my thing. But I'm going to listen to it all, and I'm going to give my opinion. Let me get the super chat. CHP Inc., Cardi B has more number ones than all the girls on the picture combined. See, Cardi B, too, has already outstreamed every female rap album in the last 3 years already without even being announced. Unlike the other girls, she doesn't need a collab. She doesn't need a collab, but, I mean, I think collabs would be great for the artistry. I mean, it would be nice. I think she's already cleared the fact that she doesn't need to collab, but I think it would be nice to just to see her work with other artists. So, yeah. I don't know if Offset is blocking, but I feel like, you know, maybe it's politics. Like, you know, Offset don't want his baby mama or his wife working with certain people. I don't know. But I do know before Cardi B, you know, when she was putting out the Invasion of Privacy, there were so many times that she was trying to get artists on her album and they were trying to charge her so much money just for a feature. You know what I mean? So now she's probably – so a lot of artists were just charging astronomical prices just to give her a feature. So I don't know now if she's kind of like, you know, being a little choosy or picky or – you know, and I think she does go through Offset for a lot of stuff, and that's rightfully she should because that's her husband. So I don't know if Offset is blocking a lot of things. I don't know. That's why it's difficult when you're in this industry and you're married because it's kind of like, oh, my God, I got to listen to my husband and who is my nigga fool with and who you don't fool with. I would love to see a Cardi B and Chris Brown, a Cardi B and Young Thug, a Cardi B and just anybody other than Offset. So I'm just being real. So I'm not really excited for the Cardi B. I'm here for the Megan Thee Stallion, you know. I'm interested to see what Nicki going to get, but I'm not really hooping and hollering because Nicki will disappoint you. I just feel like at least Cardi B not going to really disappoint. Need to Know, I feel like it's going to be a singing song from Doja Cat. And Tryout, I don't know, Dream Doll, it might hit for that one day and it's going to fall off. So, yeah, we'll see. These are just my predictions right now, but I don't know them to be completely true. All right. So with that being said, let's take some phone calls. 563-999-3658. Super chat to the top. And how long have we been on here? Okay, let's get into it. Okay, boom. So the calling line is open. Okay, we got a caller. Let's see. 4135, you're live on air. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hey.
Hey, Armand. Okay, so let's talk about this whole Female Friday thing. We're going to call it
okay.
Female Friday.
Okay.
So Dream Doll, I'm not gonna lie. I have never liked Dream Doll, but I mean, I liked her on that Thoughtbox remix. I liked her verse on there. She snapped, but for some reason, it's like you said, like Dream Doll, she real mixed up with everybody else, like Cardi B, Lil Kim, and I don't know. It's not sticking with her for some reason. I don't know, but. And I agree with you with the Cardi B and Migos feature. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I love Migos and I love Cardi, but, like, I'm over them. Like, I would really love to see Cardi B feature with somebody like Lil Durk, Pusha T. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I want her to, like, get back into that, you know, Gangsta B Volume 1 and 2 type. You know what I mean? So... that's pretty much all I had to say about the female rap. You know what I mean? Nicki, like you said, she's just going to be a disappointment. And Megan, I don't know. Like, I rock with her music, but she another one. I don't know. But what you say about, what's his face? Boosie, why you want to cancel my man Boosie so bad? I got to ask you that. Why you want to cancel?
Well, just because I just feel like Boosie is very problematic. Like, he pushes these different type of dark agendas, and, you know, he's very contradictory, and he pushes, like, little boys, you know, being touched on by grown women, and that's not okay, because
yeah.
If I was over here talking about touching, having some little boy dance, twerking some little boy face, you guys would be over here calling me all kind of nasty, freaky pedophiles. But it's okay for a 40-year-old woman to be jumping on a 12-year-old's lap. No, that's not okay.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, that got a lot to do with how society look at certain situations. You know what I mean? Like, they look at boys like, oh, they boys. Boys will be boys, so that's cool, and this, and that. So I agree with you on that. I just think that Boosie, he is problematic. Like, he peed me off with that whole Lori Harvey situation, because that right
Yeah,
there,
and he had a Lori Harvey, too. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he said that he was glad that Future had dissed her. And I'm like, Boosie just basically, I was peed off at him, but I'm kind of like, why is everybody really dragging him? Because he actually basically said what men have been saying for years. Like, they want you to stick around and just deal with their BS. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he really didn't say nothing too surprising. Like, he just basically saying what men want. Like, that's what they want. We as women ain't got to give it to them, but you know what I mean? Like, that's what they want. They want a woman to stick around with the BS. And then another thing, Azealia Banks. I ain't gonna lie, that lady's funny.
Yeah, she is funny. She's definitely entertaining, for sure.
She is, but I think Azealia Banks, she gives me that she really don't even care about the music.
Not no more. How could you when your opportunities are gone? It's
right,
over for Azealia Banks.
And it just seemed now, like, don't get me wrong, Azealia Banks has said a lot of truth, you know what I mean? And she called a lot of stuff out, don't get me wrong. But it just seemed like now, if you're going to be consistent with that truth, you know what I mean, be real with it. I just feel like now Azealia Banks, she reminded me of Akbar. Like, we've been up here talking about Akbar. Like, they really just attention seekers and clout chasers. Like, at this point, it ain't even no truth. It's just attention seeking. Like, what do you want? Seriously, social media is really the devil, and that'll really suck you in, and it's sucking them in, and it's sad. Because I used to like Azealia Banks, but she is very problematic, though. I don't know, but she spoke a whole lot of truth in that post that she made, though, so I can't take too much away from her.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Boo, for calling in.
Thank you. I love you.
Bye. Love you for calling. Okay, let me read this super chat. All right. Willie the Body says, to be the queen of rap, you have to write your own raps, all of them. However, I will give Cardi credit. She worked hard to get where she's at. She's bad. Bodak Yellow, my favorite tracks, and WAP, of course. Okay. Does it free? Are we good, y'all? Because I feel like people keep saying they keep freaking. I don't know. I do apologize if we are having a little bit of technical issues today. Let's take another caller. 3295, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Turn me down in the back.
Hi. Yeah, let me cut you off in the background. So, hi, my name's Jigglypuff, like the Pokemon. What's poppin', what's good? So I'm calling in because what's poppin'? So I do kind of agree with you when it does come to, like, okay, now I could kind of not listen to Nicki, like, in a party, but it's still a few bops that Nicki has regardless. It's going to be played in the party. But also, too, like, let's hope that since Megan Thee Stallion's bringing back Tina Snow, that she doesn't disappoint, because I don't know who the fuck Suga is, but Suga can go the fuck back home. Like, Suga can leave. Like, Tina Snow and Hot Girl Meg can.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Zero, she must not know. It's the F-bombs for me. 0087, you're live on the air.
Oh, that's me. That's me. Oh, my God. Hello.
Yes.
Oh
hey,
God,
what's going on, boo?
Hey, I'm Mariah. How are you?
Good.
Good. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm on the air. I listen to your show, like, all the time. Like, especially when I'm at work and I ain't got nothing to do. I just be listening and just
okay,
laughing.
Perfect. Thank you, boo. Thank you.
I really like your show. Like, I think it's great. I'm a new subscriber. I just can't believe
I appreciate
I'm
you for
right
being
now.
A subscriber. I appreciate
okay,
you for
you
being
so
a subscriber.
Much.
So talk to me.
Okay, I kind of came in late on the show, but I was hearing some stuff about, honestly, I don't know. I just got a brain fart because I really didn't expect me to be, you know, to get picked up. But I just really wanted to call in and just say that I supported your show, and I really appreciate the content that you bring to YouTube. And it's really nice, and I'm just really excited. Okay, so honestly, that's
right.
It. Thank you, Armand.
Well, you
okay,
have a good
bye.
Day, boo. Love you. Bye. All right, so listen. Because it is doing a little bit of a freezing weirdo thing, we're probably going to wrap up here. But I love you guys all for coming on and getting into some things with us. So, listen, I'm going to upload this video or this audio, and I got to upload the other ones, to Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. So if you guys are listening over there, you guys want to re-listen to it, I'm going to download this and upload the videos there. Please, the audio there. Please